What's happening, everybody? It's about that time. Time to wrap up the 2018 NFL previews and predictions here on the Say What You Like Sports podcast. And man, it's been a ride getting these episodes to you, breaking down every division, every team playing within the division, just trying to give you the lowdown on what to expect in the 2018 season. And yeah, it's all about to cap off with the NFC West. We got to talk about what's going on the West side of the NFC today. I'm going to make it a bit quick because, to be perfectly honest with you, I am exhausted putting together these episodes, as you can probably hear it in my voice already. But what I am excited for is the season is getting ready to start. The regular season, the real season where the games count. I am excited. We're going to be kicking it off with Atlanta versus Philadelphia, the Super Bowl champions. And I'm letting you know right now, I got my money on ATL for the win. That's my opening night prediction. However, just want to let everybody know, here on the Say What You Like Sports podcast, we will be going back to our regular episodes where we have our Monday night, Tuesday morning release of the top 10 NFL power rankings, where yours truly will be breaking down the top teams as I see them, the top 10 teams as I see them week by week as it goes along in the NFL season. And also we have the weekly material that we'll be putting out usually on Wednesdays or Thursdays. I will hit you with the details when they come. And once again, guys, just thanks for listening to the Say What You Like Sports podcast. However it is that you are listening, again, we are on iTunes, we're on Google Play, available on YouTube, Spotify, Player FM. You know, we're out there. We're also on the Anchor app at anchor.fm. And again, if you have the Anchor app or want to download the Anchor app, go ahead and do so. Look up the Say What You Like Sports podcast, hit the message button, give us a call. I can post it up on the podcast. You can be part of the discussion. You can get the discussion going. Say what you like. That's what it's all about, man. Just send me a message through the Anchor app and we'll start talking, man. We'll start talking NFL football. It's going to be a long 2018 regular season and I can't wait. So without any further ado, it's time to break down the NFC West, get this thing going. It's going to be a quick breakdown, guys. I just want to get my thoughts out there before the season starts. So in first place, I have the LA Rams. I mean, this division, in my opinion, is the LA Rams division to lose. They are coached by one of the youngest head coaches ever. I think he was the youngest head coach ever when he was hired at 30 years old. Sean McVay, man. He ended up being the coach of the year in 2017 after being the offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins for the previous few years. And man, he turned it around. And he really showed me what I believed all along, and that's that Jeff Fisher was just an inept coach that couldn't get it done with the talented roster. But McVay turned all that around, man. He turned Jared Goff from going to where most analysts are calling this guy a first-round bust as the number one overall pick at QB. And in his sophomore year, man, he stepped up big time. So hopefully, if you're a Rams fan or you're on that Rams coaching staff, you are hoping that Goff plays a lot more like he did in his sophomore year than his rookie year. And you're hoping that he can continue to take more steps forward in the right direction. And also in the backfield, he's got Todd Gurley, man. Talk about a do-it-all utility back. If he's not the best back in the league, he's without a doubt a top three back in this league because he can do it all. He had 2,093 yards from scrimmage last season, 19 total touchdowns, 13 rushing, 6 receptions. So he can do it all, whether he's running between the tackles, bouncing it to the outside, catching balls out of the backfield. Todd Gurley, man, if we're talking fantasy football, he's my number one pick for sure. And that's not all on this offense. They're stacked at the wide receiver position. They brought over Brandon Cooks over from the New England Patriots. Now, here's a dude that's had 1,000-yard seasons 3 out of the last 4 years. It's just a big play receiver. So, yeah, they lose Sammy Watkins, but I think Brandon Cooks more than makes up for that loss to go along with Robert Woods. Cooper Kupp. Now, Cooper Kupp, man, the rookie last season, he led all rookies in receptions with 62 to go along with 869 yards. I mean, they like Cooper Kupp. He makes some big-time grabs and some big-time moments. So they're very high on the wide receiver core there. Offensive line, you have the left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, who really helped shore up that O-line last year. They got a solid O-line. You know, again, it just, in general, this team on offense is going to be hard to deal with, the Rams team. And on defense, man, they are stacked, man. They added Ndamukong Suh inside to pair with Aaron Donald. So they're going to be a terror on the inside of that line. They're straight at linebacker. And man, how many cornerbacks did they add in the offseason? We're talking about the corner from the Kansas City Chiefs. You got Marcus Peters, man. I mean, a playmaker. Every time I watch him, I mean, it's a turnover. And I see him put points on the board himself. He'll take the pick and put it in the end zone, get you six. And they bring over Aqib Talib over from the no-fly zone defense in Denver. And yeah, he's getting up there in age, but man, he's still one of the top cornerbacks in this league. So they're stacked, man. They're stacked on both sides of the ball. I think they're going to be one of the favorites in the entire NFC. I think they might even pull off getting the number one seed, because I think a lot of the other divisions are just a little bit tougher than what you got out west. And speaking about the rest of the West, I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers to finish in second place this season. Just too many pluses at this point. Even though McKinnon went down with the season-ending injury, it kind of had me second-guessing, thinking they might finish third in this division. But I'm going to go stick with the pick here. Shanahan, I mean, he's one of the best young offensive minds in the game. I notice he likes to vary a lot of formations, keeps the defenses guessing. And with Jimmy Garoppolo now, man, they went on a tear. So, you know, his head coaching stint didn't start off well. I mean, they lost all their games, and then they started just reeling off the wins at the end of the season, especially when they put Garoppolo in the starting lineup. So Garoppolo was a steal for a second-round pick, and he really reminds me of my boy Tony Romo, the way he plays. But that's no surprise. They're both from Eastern Illinois at a college there. So, you know, quick release, small frame, can buy time, moving out of the pocket, throw on the run. But you know what? One thing that Garoppolo had that Romo never has is he learned from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, two of the best. So hopefully that will help Garoppolo in his development and really get this offense going. And he's going to have to do so with some serious question marks in the running game. Like I mentioned, McKinnon went down. I think that's a big blow for the offense. They brought in Alfred Morris, who I think he's a good back. Nothing spectacular, nothing flashy. He's good, a little bit better than serviceable. You know, and he had some of his best years with Shanahan when he was over in Washington. So, you know, we'll see how he does. He's a lot older now, but they should be okay there. You know, I'm a little concerned with the O-line inside, because a player as small as Garoppolo, he's going to need to have a clean pocket up the middle. And I'm not too sure what they have inside. I know on the outside, they drafted McGlinchey, and they have the Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Staley there, but inside is a question mark. On the outside, as far as receivers go, Marquise Goodwin was just shy of 1,000 yards. So I think as long as he stays healthy, he should be a 1,000-yard receiver, especially with Garoppolo throwing him the rock. Pierre Garçon, man, ageless wonder. You know, he's still doing it in his old age. On the other side of the ball, you know, D-line, you hear a lot of talk about Buckner, Eric Armstead, you know, the former teammates from Oregon. Now they're teammates at the 49ers. But, you know, I see them getting gashed. I see them getting gashed often. I know they make their plays here and there, but I still think these guys are, like, inconsistent. You know, I've seen as many bad plays as I see good plays out of these guys. Solomon Thomas, you know, they're still hoping that he's going to take that next step. Richard Sherman, he's on the back end. They signed him over from Seattle. I like him to lead a young group of cornerbacks back there. You know, he's going to teach them how to work. He's going to give them that attitude. He's going to just show them how to be a winner. So, you know, even if he's not what he used to be, especially coming off the Achilles injury, I think he's going to do wonders for the defensive back room, you know, as far as the meetings go, and just showing them how to be a pro. So things are looking up for San Francisco. And like I said, I almost called them third to the Seattle Seahawks here. Because let's talk a little bit about the Seahawks. The Seahawks lost a lot. They lost defensive end Michael Bennett. They lost tight end Jimmy Graham. They lose the running back Thomas Rawls, Sheldon Richardson, Jeremy Lane, Luke Joko. I can go on and on and on. They lost a ton of talent. So a lot of people are counting out the Seattle Seahawks. But I'm not going to count this team out just yet. Like I said, I can see them finishing second. Because why? Russell Wilson, man. I mean, he was involved in all but one touchdown. He either threw it, He either received it, he either ran it. He had something to do with every touchdown scored on offense last season except for one. And he led the league with 34 touchdowns. So that's something a lot of people sleep on Russell Wilson, man, but he's one of the best in the game. The running back position, not too strong. You got Chris Carson coming off a broken leg. They say he's looked good. Team drafted Rashad Penny in the first round after drafting Procise a couple of years ago out of Notre Dame. So they got a lot of young backs, but nobody really proven at this point. As far as receivers go, Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett, they are definitely proven. They have a good rapport with Russell Wilson. So, you know, no need to shake things up at the wide receiver spot. They did lose Jimmy Graham. So I think, you know, he was somebody that never had the big plays that he was having in New Orleans. Just didn't seem to fit his style of play. But he still will be missed on this offense. Dwayne Brown, the left tackle, really helped to shore up the line. They got DJ Fluker to move inside to kind of help inside. So hopefully that line will be improved for Russell Wilson. He really is going to need all the help he can get. On defense, man, a lot of losses, but you still got Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright at linebacker. Two of the top linebackers in the league, in my opinion. But no more LOB, man. No more Legion of Boom. Cam Chancellor missed the last seven games with a neck injury. You know, he's retiring. Richard Sherman is now with the San Francisco 49ers after the Achilles tear. And all you got left is Earl Thomas, man, and he doesn't even want to be there. He's telling Jason Garrett and the Dallas Cowboys, come and get me. So who knows how long the Earl Thomas Seahawks marriage will last. You know, he may end up in Dallas by the time this podcast comes out. So a lot of question marks. I think the Seahawks have lost a lot over the years. But with Russell Wilson, you just can never count this team out. And as far as rounding out the division, not necessarily a bad team, but just a team I see finishing last. Steve Wilks is Arizona Cardinals. He's a rookie head coach, but you know what? The quarterback question is just too big of a question here. They brought in Sam Bradford for $20 million. Sam Bradford's made so much money off of getting injured. It's amazing to me how he still gets these contracts. The guy only plays, what, one or two games a year healthy, and then he's gone. But he'll have a good game. That's what's weird. He's like an enigma, man, an enigma. So he's working on a $20 million contract. I'm sure he'll play two or three games, get hurt for the season, and then it'll be Josh Rosen time. And I am high on the UCLA quarterback, Josh Rosen. I think he's going to do A-OK. I can't wait to see him play later in the year. And David Johnson's coming back, so that's good. I mean, everybody's talking about Saquon Barkley, but this is who Saquon Barkley wishes he can be like. I mean, a 6'1", 220-pound back that basically can just do it all, man. Pass block, run in between the tackles, catch passes out of the backfield. I mean, he led the league in yards from scrimmage a couple of years ago. Last year, he didn't get to play much. He suffered the wrist injury, I think, in the first or second game of the season. So he's looking to bounce back. And look, he didn't hurt the wheels, so he should be fine. It was just a wrist injury. Something that all Arizona Cardinals fans can be proud of is the wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, old age, backup quarterbacks, deteriorating rosters, you know, bad coaching, his running back being on IR last year. I mean, no excuses. No excuses. Larry Fitzgerald still gets his 1,000 yards, still gets his touchdowns. And honestly, I think I'm going to pay this dude the biggest compliment I can possibly pay anybody. Larry Fitzgerald is this generation's Jerry Rice. I think in the grand scheme of things, he's like Jerry Rice light. He's just a step under Jerry Rice, who in my opinion is without a doubt the greatest receiver of all time, but probably the greatest player of all time, at least that I've seen with my own two eyes. And Larry Fitzgerald is on that level. On the other side of the ball, Chandler Jones led the leagues with 17 sacks. So, you know, you get a pass rush from there. Patrick Peterson, he's one of the best DBs in the league. They lose the Honey Badger back there. But like I said, they got their players back there. Patrick Peterson, man, he's a playmaker, as I've seen, even in this preseason, picking off a pass, running it into the end zone, man. Picking off Cooper Rush, my boy Rush. So they'll be just fine. It's just a big question at quarterback, you know. We'll see what happens with Josh Rose and Sam Bradford there. But with the rookie head coach, I just don't see them as being able to compete, at least for this year, with the rest of the NFC West. And guys, sorry to cut this one short, but it's been a long couple of weeks. I can't wait for the regular season to kick off on Thursday. And we'll be talking a lot of football here on the podcast. for the regular season. Peace.